Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Was that a debate last night or a circular firing squad? Six Democratic presidential candidates were caught in a barrage of incoming challenges aimed at all in all directions. A lot of it came from Elizabeth Warren as she tried to revive a flagging campaign. While she took on every other candidate, her questions and accusations created a particularly bumpy ride for debate newcomer Mike Bloomberg. And she kept up the attacks this morning as a guest on ABC's The View.
Mayor Bloomberg has spent $400 million in order to buy his way onto the stage. Does that make him the strongest nominee? Well, let's just start with the fact that he's a billionaire who has a history of harassing women.
Despite being the recipient of most of the attacks during last night's debate, Bloomberg scored endorsements today from three members of Congress, including Congressman Josh Gottheimer of Northern New Jersey and Congresswoman Nita Lowey of Westchester County. State Attorney General Tish James is holding New York City responsible for city taxi drivers falling on hard times. She's filed an $800 million lawsuit against the city, accusing it of fraudulently inflating the price of yellow cab medallions and profiting from it for 14 years. James says the city is not only engaged in a scheme that defrauded thousands of medallion owners, but continued to market the medallions even after internal reports raised warnings about their plummeting value. In response, de Blasio administration spokesman Freddie Goldstein called the lawsuit frivolous and said the city has been working tirelessly to clean up the carelessness and greed that has led to the crisis. A wall came down at a construction site in Jamaica, Queens, late this morning. One worker was killed. Our Samantha Liebman is there and has a live report.
Yes, and buildings inspectors are on the scene where the one worker was killed. Another injured in this collapse. The site just along the tracks at Jamaica Station on Sutphin Boulevard and 94th Street. The demolition was to make way for apartments under the mayor's affordable housing initiative, although being built by a private entity, which we've confirmed was not using union labor. We've reached out to the contractor as well as the city to try to get some more information, and we're waiting to hear back. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Jamaica.
A commuter bus caught fire during the morning rush hour today in Union, New Jersey. It happened on Route 78 just east of Springfield Avenue and shut down the eastbound express lanes. Things are clear now. The bus is operated by Transbridge Lines. About a dozen passengers were on board, but no one was hurt. We're waiting to hear the results from autopsies on two newborns. Their bodies were found yesterday at a recycling center in New Brunswick. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office has not released any more details. Mayor de Blasio is giving small business a break. He's announced an expansion of relief for small businesses, eliminating fines for first-time violations and expanding the number of violations that will have cure periods.
It is not easy to own a small business in New York City. It's extraordinarily important. This is where so many of the jobs are. This is where so much of the identity of our communities comes from, is these small businesses.
De Blasio says he will do all he can to make sure mom and pops survive. A ban on single-use plastic bags in New York is supposed to take effect on March 1st, but critics say we are not ready. More now in this live report from our Sonia Rincon.
Yeah, representatives of business owners gathered on the steps of City Hall today to say they haven't had enough time to prepare. Not because they didn't know a ban was coming, but because they didn't know the particulars of this one, and some still don't. They say their customers know even less and are even less prepared because there's been very little community outreach, if any, and no education campaign like TV ads explaining and reminding people that starting in just a couple of weeks, they need to bring a bag with them to the grocery store or they'll have to buy one for up to 50 cents. Now, some council members here led by Mark Jonage of the Bronx say some of the city's lower income neighborhoods need a 2 to 3 month delay on enforcement of the ban and time for local shops to get stocked up on paper and reusable bags. Apparently, there's a shortage of them. And they say there should be signage in stores, discussion at churches and community centers, and more reusable bag giveaways. There have been some, but they say more are needed. They blame state and city officials for not having more of this education and outreach leading up to it. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
This is day three of deliberations in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial.
The jury has been uncharacteristically quiet on this third day of deliberations. No note to request evidence, although they did ask for many different items yesterday and are likely discussing and debating them. They appear to be trying to establish whether they find the testimony of accusers Miriam Haley and actress Annabella Sciorra credible. The accounts of both women go to the top count against Harvey Weinstein, predatory sexual assault. If convicted, he can face a sentence of up to life in prison. Weinstein has been spending time in a separate room next to the courtroom. It's where he can speak more freely with his attorneys and use his phone. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at 100 Center Street.
Governor Cuomo is concerned about the recent increase in vaping among young people in New York.
40% of 12th graders are now estimated to be vaping. 27% of high school students. That's a 160% increase between 2014 and 2018. A 160% increase.
Cuomo is proposing legislation that would ban flavored vapes in the state, including menthol, while also restricting ads for vaping that are aimed at kids. The governor's proposal would also prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes online, by phone, or via mail order. A man is in serious condition after getting hit by a train this morning at the Roosevelt Avenue subway station. Authorities say the man had dropped his phone onto the tracks and got hit by an oncoming 7 train after jumping down to retrieve it. The incident caused major delays for about an hour this morning on the 7 line. There's a new deadline to apply to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The special master says people affected by the terror attack now have until July 29th of next year to get their names on the list. The policy change is part of the Never Forget the Heroes Act that President Trump signed last July. It extended the fund until 2090. Attorney Michael Barish represents many 9/11 victims.
Now, claims that were previously denied can now be brought, no matter when the person got cancer, no matter when the loved one passed away.
First responders and people who lived or worked near Ground Zero are supposed to apply within 2 years of a medical diagnosis or death of a loved one.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.